Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukelanga njabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu nomhla ka 26 Zibandlela 2024 ngutabo kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Nami sengenze isinqumo sokuthi ngizomlandela njengomkhokheli wami, angiseyi lunga le-TCC.
Lokhu bedidekile abantu beZimbabwe nginyathelo elithethwe ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa elokuthiya isikhundla sokukhokhela ibandla eliphikisayo le-Citizens Coalition for Change. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangane lezinduna zemathebelele North le South kobulawayo namuhla belungiselela ukusungula imihlangano yokuzama ukulungisisa udaba lwegugurawundi. Umthethandaba we-International Court of Justice namuhla unqume ukuthi ele Israel kumele lithathe amanyathelo aqinileyo awokwenqabela umbhuqazwe wokubulawa mahlayana kwabantu eGaza. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ukuchiya isikhundla komkhokheli webandla le Citizens Coalition for Change umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ukuchiye abalandeli baleli bandla bedidekile bengazi ukuthi benzeni. Amanye amalunga edelele parlamente lamakhansila aleli bandla bathi bayalandela uChamisa lapho ayakhona. Kubika intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisasvanda.
UChamisa uche ibandla leli izolo esithi selihluthune libandla leZANU-PF njalo uthi lisebenzise umnumzana Sengezo Tshabangu othi unobhala jikelele we-TCC ukulibhidliza. UTshabangu uthi uyakwamukela ukukhalala kukaChamisa.
Simfisela inhlanhla ukuthi ahambe ayetshumayela iBhayibheli ngani ngoba uPresident usitshengisile ukuthi u-gifted kakhulu ezintweni ze-church. So sisuka lapha siya phambili. Sile leadership yayivele ikhethiwe njengoba nayo yayikhethiwe ku-Congress eGweru ngo-2019. That leadership yiyo ezakhetha-ke u-acting president athathe over, then silungiselela i-Congress ukuthi siyekhetha i-substantive leadership.
Omele isigaba sewange kubandla le-TCC edale lephalamende umnumzana Daniel Molokele uthi laye usetshile ukuba lilunga laleli bandla.
Nami sengenze isinqumo sokuthi ngizomlandela njengomkhokheli wami, angiseyi lunga le-TCC. Ngizoqhubekela phambili ngiyi-member of parliament yewange central, angaresign ukuba ngu-MP. Kuthiyene ukusuka ku-political party lokusuka e-parliament. Okwamanje laba abazibona bengabakhokheli be-TCC balalo ilungelo umbigunya ukuthi bangenze okuthiwa i-recall.
Owayencintisayo emele ibandla le-TCC yebulilima unkosikazi Bekezela Maplanka uthi uChamisa wenze kuhle ngokuchiya.
Mina ngokubona kwami ubaba umongameli wethu Advocate Nelson Chamisa wenze isinqumo esihle esikhulu kakhulu. Loba kade kunzima ngoba usebenzile akula muntu ongambonanga esebenza, sisebenzile akula muntu ongasibonanga sisebenza. So ukuthi umsebenzi wonke lo ongaka uphonga uphelela emoyeni, kodwa ke ubengasela ndlela angayenza ngayo ngenxa yokuthi ibandla le-TCC beselingenelwe impehlane.
Ukhansila we-Ward 9 eMpopo ngoDonaldson Mabutho uthi laye uhamba loChamisa.
Thina ke njengabantu bakhe, abalandeli bakhe, ama-deployees akhe, sithi nyawolunye lo-president wethu. Siyamlandela lapha ayakhona. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi sizafika kuphela one day iZimbabwe izakhululeka. Simalaye esikhathini sobuhle lesikhathi sobunzima.
Iningi labantu likhala ngoChabango lisithi nguye obulele ibandla eliphikisayo. Umnumzana Mthokozi Zimlotshwa ngomunye wabo.
Into lezi zokusebenza from eZANU-PF babuya bezodiliza iparty bathi silimele kangaka besifakela abantu beZANU-PF endaweni yaseulilima. Konke yonke indawo ilizwe lonke ayindawo leka kuChabango vele esiphathanga kahle. Shame singabantu bebulilini.
Umnumzana Khumo Mlilo weBhilitane uthi wenze kuhle ngokuthiya uChamisa.
Ungangulindele kudala ukuthi kuba kuyenzeka ya vele ahlukane lazo lezi zinto ze triple C ukuze phela ochabangu laba bethathe over ngoba bevele bengani sebelithathile ibandla lakhe. Hayi, ngithi good luck kubo Chabangu.
Unkosazi Thuli Moyo usola uChabangu.
Inhliziyo zethu zibuhlungise mmaloka uChabangu odilize iphathi yethu enhle kangaka. Kodwa ukuthi thina singabaleka kuChamisa hayi.
Kunabanye abathi uChamisa usebenza leZanu PF ike ngaqondakali ukuthi wenzani. Unzana Bheki Mlotshwa usola uChamisa.
Amfana nodilinga kakhulu wayezithatha into lesenza abantu bakhe thini. Icawa uthi navele izwe lezabusa yena kusize ngayo yonke into. Kathi ngakwazi ukuthi vele ungaphasi kwezanu. Izenzo zakhe zezanu lezo. Wayesetshenziswa izanu. Imali yonke iphuma kuzanu.
Ingcwethu ezicubungulayo ezombusazwe zithi azethuswa linyathela likaChamisa ngoba kungasikho kwakuqala ukuthi enze njalo engabona seziminya uthatha elinye inyathelo. Zithi njalo waqala ngokuhlukubuka ku-MTCT ebumba MTC Alliance. Wathi sebona sokulokuxokozela sokubangwa ibizo elithi MTCT isikhona umnumzana Douglas Monzora kulapho abumba i-TCC. Nango seziminya lokudoselana asekwenza lo Chabangu usekhalele njalo. Okwamanje akwacaca ukuthi uzakwenzani esiya phambili uChamisa kodwa kunekungakunga lokuthi engabe lomcabango wokubumba elinye ibandla. Yiba lesinto 7 koBulawayo igama lami ngezeJesus Banda.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlanganele izinduna zemathebelele North le South koBulawayo namuhla belungiselela ukusungula imihlangano yokuzama ukulungisisa udaba lwegugurawundi lapho izinduna lezi ezizaphuma khona ngezigaba zisiyakhulumisana labantu abathintwa yilombhuqazwe. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ekhuluma nezinduna lezi e-State House koBulawayo, uMongameli Mnangagwa uthe uhlelo lokulungisisa udaba lwegugurawundi lolu ngokukhumisana umlotha selufike esibangeni esiphezulu njalo imihlangano izaqala maduze.
The task and burden now in the hands of those we have to implement because the budget is now available.
Uhlelo lesaru uqala lenkokheli zethu zomdabo izinduna selufike kusibanga esiphezulu. Kulesi sigaba esesikuso sesikhangelisisa indleko zakhona ukuze siluphutshise kuhle.
Unduna Khulumani Mathema weMadobo uthi umadala icala la kumele angene imihlangano yokukhumisana umlotha le.
Anikuya ngithinta nje. Ikhona lokhu ukuthi kangizwanga laphana ukuphakathi kwenkulumo yonke esiyenzileyo. Evezwe ukuthi uperpetrator yena uzakhuluma nini njalo ngasiphi isikhathi ngoba bekungani kukhangelwe kakhulu ababa affected kathi nxa sikhuluma ngebalanced engagement it should be a two-way system of communication.
Unduna nyanga zonke wekhezi uthi sebelungele ukuya kuZulu njalo kumele baye lasemazweni okulabantu ababalekela izwe ngenxa yombhuqazwe wegugurawundi.
Okulunga sesilungile ukuthi singene ezigabeni sikhulumisane labantu esibaphetheyo ezigabeni. Kuna abaseGoli, abaseBotswana, loba labangaphi, loba kuliphi lizwe. Ozizwa kumlungele ukuthi afike la yazosinika ama-submissions akhe. Siyakuvumela njalo siyaku-encourage ukuthi ababuye sikhulume.
Inkokheli zamabandla ezokholo ehlukeneyo lazo zingene umhlangano wanamuhla lapho u-Archbishop Alex Thomas webandla le-Roman Catholic agcizelele khona ukuba labo bayaphatheka uhlelo lokukhumisana umlotha lolu.
Lamhla State House lapho koBulawayo lapha sibahlangana lezinduna zonke lapha eMathebeleland South and North mayelana le-ugroundi issue. Hayi, sibahlangana labo savumelana ukuthi zonke saphathisana ukuthi umsebenziselo uphumelele.
UChief Dumisani Ndondo uthi isikhathi sesiside lolu daba lungakalungisiswa.
Njengoba u-president enikela ama-chief zivile mayikhona kuthi ukuthi befunding yakhona sikhona. So sesilinda i-launch kathesi. Actually bathi it's taking too long. But you are more glamour logistical issues. that approaching the Minister of Finance, Sandela, my ministers, and other.
Undunas Namatenga with Pinga in a Uti, Ukangele Uguba, Abaza Kuba, Ushelo Lolu, Abasuga Esikabeni Sake, Mangene is the Fundo Esipeleo, Zokuba Lum Seven Zim.
Kukurahundi
Chino Site Outreach lwasungulwa ngomnyaka ka 2019 kwaBulawayo lwaseluphuziswa ikuqhamuka kwabhubhane lweCOVID-19. Abanye abalwela amalungelo oluntu bathi abalusekeli uhlelo lukahulumende lenkokheli zomdabu lolu ngoba luchiya phandle ezinye izigaba zelizwe ezibalisa inkabazwe leBulawayo kanye labantu abayiziphepheli emazweni angomakhelwane labanye abathintwa yigugurahundi. Lolu hlelo lusola njalo ukuthi luchiya phandle inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu kanye lokuvimba intatheli zindaba ukuthi zingangeni emihlanganweni eyenziwa loZulu. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 kobulawayo eState House, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umongameli welizwe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhethe njalo uJustice Priscilla Chigumba ukuthi aqhubekele phambili ekhokhela ikhomishini ebona ukuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission okweminyaka eyisithupha. UJustice Chigumba wakhokhela ukuqhutshwa kokhetho lomnyaka ka-2018 kanye lolomnyaka ka-2023. Inhlanganiso ezithi SADC, AU le-EU zaphuma egcekeni nyakenye zisithi ukhetho aluqhutshwanga kuhle eZimbabwe. Ukukhethwa kakhe lokhu kutsho ukuthi nguye ozakhokhela ukuqhutshwa kokhetho lomnyaka ka-2028. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa lolandela ezombusazwe njalo ekhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Coalition for Market and Liberal Solutions, umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya.
Lokhu kuyisihluku kakhulu, inkinga. Ngoba nguye la umama owathiwa khona ngeSADC wehluleka umsebenzi ngo-2023. Ama-complaints akhona ayaqondane naye yena njengoparticular weSADC. Ngiba ngathi ngaye kuthiwa khona amalunga ePhalamenti aphikisayo akhona ebezaphikisa ukujaji i-contract nomama lo inyengezwa ngoba wehluleka umsebenzi akwazi umsebenzi uyasebenzisekela iZANU-PF phinde akumanga kuhle.
UJustice Chigumba wakhokhela ukhetho luka-2018 lo-luka-2023 kulukhetho okubikwa lungaqhutshwanga kuhle. Ukukhokhela kwakhe ukhetho luka-2028 kutshoni kumbuso wentando kaZulu eZimbabwe?
Kutsho ukuthi lokhu ukuthi khona ngoba ukuthi ukhetho lweZimbabwe alusizi luvele lube yinto ethandwayo ngabantu beZimbabwe. Kuzasala kule nkinga yokuphikisana, kuzasala kule nkulumo yokuthi uSigumba usekela ilo hlangothi alusekelayo. Yikho bengithi mina ngaye kuthiwa khona kula malunga ePhalamenti aphikisayo akwazi umsebenzi, babehle bafake kathesi bahle bafake ibhiyo yokuthi hatshi siyaphikisa ukuthi uSigumba abe ngu-chairperson owezeki. Kutho ukuthi vele ukuzibuse wethu izahlala esedakeni kungahambi kahle.
Kulo kungenziwa na ukuze kulungisiswe udubo lona?
Ngibona ngathi isihlelo sombuso owethu thina weZimbabwe seZimbabwe iyakhuluma ukuthi nxa izizalwane izakhamizi kumbe uZulu engathithisekanga ngokufaka umsebenzi kwe-public officer, kuyakwanise ukuthi abantu bayenze i-petition ku-parliament bekhuluma ukuthi zakhona kokuqala. Kwesibili, uZulu yakwanisa abe le-class action yokuhamba ku-Supreme Court ayi-opposa i-appointment ka-commissioner kule ndlela eziningi kakhulu ama demonstration asoziwenze ngoba thina siphucukile kodwa amthethantwaba amathethantwaba kumbe iParliament petition singatshengisa ongasuthethi wethu nge-appointment le.
Lo ube ngumnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya olandela ezombusazwe njalo ekhokela inhlanganiso ye-Coalition for Market and Liberal Solutions ekhuluma le-Studio 7 ecingweni eseHarare.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Umthethandaba wamazwe omhlaba we-International Court of Justice namuhla unqume ukuthi i-Israel kumele ithathe amanyathelo aqinileyo awokwenqabela umbhuqazwe wokubulawa mahlayana kwabantu libutho laleli lizwe esihlengeni seGaza lapho elilisana khona leqembu leHamas. I-Israel imangalelwe ngurhulumende wakwele South Africa yena owacela inkantolo ye-United Nations le ukuthi imise ukuhlasela kwe-Israel eGaza. Isinqumo sanamhla samukele ngenjabulo ngabaningi emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela izizalwane zeZimbabwe leza kwele South Africa. Kubika uThuso Khumalo.
Umthethondaba we-ICJ unqume njalo ukuthi ele Israel kumele limise ukuhlukunyezwa kwabantu beGaza noma ngayiphi indlela ebathinta enyameni kumbe emoyeni. Uthe ele Israel kumele libone ukuthi usizo lokudla nokunye uncedo oluphuthumayo luyafinyelela abantu bakwele-Palestine abahlaselwe indlala emangalisayo ngenxa yempi eqhubekayo phakathi kwe-Israel leHamas. I-ICJ ithe njalo ele-Israel kumele lijezise amabutho alo nxa ethe adala amacala ombhuqazwe abulala abantu bachaza ngokuningi i-genocide. Umahluli ulayele Israel ukuthi lazise inkantolo ngemva kwenyanga ukuthi liyabe selithethe waphi amanyathelo ezinqumo ezethulwe lamhlanje. Izizalwane zakwele South Africa lezeZimbabwe zemukele izinqumo lezi ngenjabulo. Nangu umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa, umnumzana Ngabuthuma Bena.
Sitshayela ihlombe iSouth Africa ngokuthi ihambise uhulumeni wase-Israel enkantolo enkulu eyomhlaba. Izinto ezaphakanyiswa nguhulumende weSouth Africa, inkantolo enkulu yomhlaba ivumelane lazo.
Abanye bathi kuyadingeka impela ukuthi ele-Israel livinjwe inkantolo yomhlaba ukuqhubekela phambili lihlasela iGaza ngoba ukwekelwa kwezenzo ezinjalo kuyikho okwabangela ukufa kwezinkulungwane zabantu eZimbabwe ezigabenze amathebeleland aseMidland ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe wegugurawundi. Esinye isizalwane seZimbabwe njalo intatheli uMxolisi Ncube uthi lobanje eZimbabwe ebhekane nezayo elihlupho kufanele abantu bakujabulele ukuphepha kwabanye.
Into eyenzakala lapho kufanele ukuthi lathi singamaZimbabwe nxa siphakathi kwenkinga engakanani kwezombusazwe sizwelane labantu basePalestine ngoba kuyafiwa and kufa kakhulu abantu abangasimasotsha ababizwa ngesilungu kuthiwe ngama-civilians befela into abangayithandiyo bona. Angicabangi ukuthi abantu basePalestine bonke bayayithanda iHamas.
Esinye njalo isizalwane seZimbabwe sihlala kwele South Africa umnumzana Davidson Mbambo laye uthi basemukelwe ngezandla zombili lesi sinqumo ngoba sivikela impilo zabantu.
Kuzasinceda, kuzoyenza nje ukuthi abantu be-Israel bame nje ukubulala abantu. Kuzosiza futhi ukuthi abantu basePalestine bangalambi ngoba uyabona nje impi le okuhlaselwa kwabantu basePalestine bekuphambanisa yonke into. Abantu bayagula, abantu bayalamba, abantu bayafa. So mina ngiyajabula kakhulu ngoba konke lokhu kuzoma.
umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-Jewish Board of Deputies unkosikazi Karen Milner uthi lobanje bengavumelani lendlela eSouth Africa ephathe ngayo lolu daba kukhona abakuthokozelayo kulesi sigwebo.
The South African Jewish Board of Deputies welcomes the ICJ's recognition.
Sithokozela ukuthi umthethwandaba kawuchongo ukuthi kubekwe phansi izikhali njengoba kufunwa yiSouth Africa nokuthi uthe abathunjwa yihamasi abakhululwe.
Fundamental requirement.
Umthethwandaba wenkantolo ye-ICJ uyaphoqa ele-Israel ukuthi lilandele izinqumo zanamhlanje. Kodwa akulandlela icacileyo leli lizwe elingabanjwa ngayo ngamandla ukuthi lihloniphe lezi zinqumo nxa lingafuni. Umongameli weSouth Africa uMnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa wethule umbiko kumabonakude ekhuthaza ele-Israel ukuthi lihloniphe izinqumo lezi njalo lizilandele ngokugcweleyo. Inhloko kahulumende we-Israel uMnumzana Benjamin Netanyahu yena uthe bazaqhubekela phambili bevikela ilizwe labo emhlaselweni iHamas. Futhi uthi akusele uqiniso ukuthi benza umbhuqazwe eGaza. Uthe uyakwamukela njalo ukuthi inkantolo le ayitsho ngokuthi ilizwe lakhe kumele limise impi. Ngimele Studio 7 eKalahari eNorthern Cape kwele South Africa inguThuso Khumalo.
Okwakhathesi ke sizwe imibono yabalaleli.
Studio 7 siyabingelela. Yazi yonke into esesenziwa izanu manje sisegcikeni njengemuva yembuzi. Sibona umhlaba wonke. Ziyihambi lezanu bafuna ukuthatha imali ke-tipu sibeyinikeze ithabako. Uthuma le nto ayikhulumayo uyaphupha emini langathisa ukuthi yena kade ezowina kulo osteoporosis. Bakhiphe i-osteoporosis bangoba befuna ukumfaka yena njengomuntu lwana ofakwayo nje wangeniswa nge-backdoor. Ngoba sebehlulekile ukungena koBulawayo nxa ukuthi laba abantu abasebafuni sebexothweni abasafuneki sebefana lezintsha nje ezinukela abantu. UThabango wenza i-fraud ayenza ayibonwa ngumhlaba wonke, amakhodi ayamfeva. Into esekugcikeni nje ebonakalayo ukuthi kwenza i-fraud. Le nto iyaqala nje ukwenzeka emhlabeni wonke lo jikelele ukuthi amakhodi ayenza i-fraud ebonwa ngumhlaba wonke igcikeni nje. Kodwa-ke ngicabanga ukuthi inkunguthi angayisikhala kakhulu sizakudabuka. Abadala batsho njalo, njalo ayikho iyaphapha yangahlali. Ngiyabonga ngumasenga lapho obulawa liphumule wadonke
malanga inkomo ekhuluma okay Studio 7 linjani ngikhuluma lo mncedisi Thuma malanga inkomo yekela ukuba lamanga uhulumende okhona uncedisa ngaphela izweni ebuye nguye vele uyazidula ndliwe uncedisa kukuphi akancedisa indawo nguye vele kubulalayo ungathi benze bahlamukela uhulumende yini ayenza uhulumende wakho ndidula lingapha malanga inkomo ukhulile ngumuntu omdala afunda ukukhuluma iqiniso wayelithanda ukugogo singezi kwasito erongo yiphi ngabe kalikho kuzani ngabe liyasho ukuthi uhulumende uyisho idola sizongoba ndikuzani ndisapota naezanikampi ezilamangazi vele nguyoluyisa idola kenzilua malanga inkomo ufunda ukukhuluma iqiniso womuntu omdala okhulileyo akekho ukhuluma into zamanga la.
Njani bathakaza abahle nonke ngezindawo, asiboneni ke ukuthi uJobu Sikhala uzokhithwa ejele nge-free bail. Nakhona ifuma kungaba khona ukuthi abuyele entolongweni ona lawa majaji amgwebayo, lawa majaji amgwebayo kumele ukuthi nabo sibavulele i-case ngoba siyabona ukuthi amajaji wonke lapha emakhothi asebenza uhlangothi olulodwa.
Laba bekungabalaleli be Studio 7 besipha imibono yabo. Kuhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba lomculi womdumo kamasikandi uBig Boy Ndlovu ozibiza ngokuthi ngunkunzi emnyama umfana kamalinga. Lujaha udabuka eTsholotsho kodwa usebenzela kwele South Africa. Lapha uphethe idlalade lakhe elitsha elinele ngoma ezinhlanu. Nangu exoxa lo Ntungameli Nkomo owe Studio 7.
Thank you.
Sanbonani bantu bakithi ngiphuma eTholothu ePhelandaba ngikhulele khona lapha ePhelandaba kanti ke ngingumfana ke oqale manje ukucula kulonyaka esiphuma kuwo u2023 ngiqala nje ukucula ngiqale nge EP kwi EP emnandi kakhulu kele
bangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Ngingithola kwinombolo ethi 082-376-8006. Ngingaphinda 082-376-8006.
Ubatshiyela wapha mazwi abalandeli?
Bengicela kakhulu kubalandeli bengapheli amandla ngiqhubeke bengisapota njalo ukuze ngikwazi nami ukukhuphuka kakhulu emculweni ngize ngibe sezingeni elifana nabanye abaculi. Kanti-ke nabakade bengakaqali ukungisapota nabo besondele bekhulumane nami bengisapote bewujabulele njalo umculo wami ngoba ngiyakudinga kakhulu uxhaso lweni balandeli abanye.
Lapha lizwe uBig Boy Ndlovu ozivisa ngokuthi uNkunzi emnyama umfana kaMalinga exoxa loNtungameli Nkomo oweStudio 7. Lingakhohlwa uhlelo olulandelayo Live Talk namhlanje siqhubekela phambili sikhangela udaba lenyathelo elithethwe ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa elokuthiya isikhundla sokukhokhela ibandla le-Triple C. Singakehlukani isihlobo wathi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Lokhu bedidekile abantu beZimbabwe ngenyathelo elithethwe ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa elokuthiya isikhundla sokukhokhela ibandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change esithi leli bandla selithunjwe yiZANU-PF. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwesihla namhlanje olivalelisayo nguDabo Kancube. Lisale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.